Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 25. Tempted like we are, but also more. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. The devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Satan is interested in seeing that we are tempted just as much as possible. But he does not have to employ much of his time nor very much of his power in temptation to get us to yield. That same one was particularly interested in getting Jesus to yield to temptation. Satan tried him upon every point upon which he would ever have to try me and to get me to sin. But he tried in vain. He utterly failed to get Jesus to consent to sin in any single point upon which I can ever be tempted. He also tried Jesus upon every point upon which he has ever tried you or can try you, to get you to sin. And he utterly failed there too. Then that takes you and me both. And Jesus has conquered in all points for both you and me. But when he tried Jesus upon all the points that he has tried both you and me, and failed, he had to try him more than that yet. He had to try him also upon all the points upon which he has tried the other man, to get him to yield. Satan also completely failed there. Satan is the author of all temptation, and he had to try Jesus upon every point upon which it is possible for Satan himself to raise a temptation. He also had to try Jesus with a good deal more power than he ever had to exert upon me. So you are free in Christ. There is a complete failure on the devil's part all around. He has absolutely conquered. And in Christ we are conquerors of Satan, Jesus said, the ruler prince, KJV of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. In Christ we meet in Satan a completely conquered and a completely exhausted enemy.